Sirius 197, XM 202, The Virus. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Big Kev's Geek Stuff. For links and galleries to everything discussed, follow along at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com. Tom.
And we're back on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the Sirius XM experience.
Why are we playing this music again?
Because you teased we were going to learn the title of Felicia's movie on the Sci-Fi Channel this week.
So we have to play the music?
You know why we're playing the music?
Why?
Because she's lovely. She's lovely.
What's the name of the movie, sir?
It's Red, Werewolf Hunter, the TV movie on the Sci-Fi Network coming out sometime soon.
That's fine. Love is
nature. So are you happy now?
Clearly.
Can we move on with the show?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
All right, DVDs this week. There's like a handful.
Uh-huh.
How to drain your dragon.
Wow.
No,
we
that's
are not
down
talking by. Porn on this show.
That is the porn title of the week.
Pornography, sir.
How to train your dragon.
How to drain your dragon.
Wow. That's a, whew. That's out on DVD this week.
Uh-huh.
Jonah Hex out on DVD this week. Regular and Blu-ray and the combo.
Yep. Let me cut you off there, sir, because I want to make sure that we give the phone number out. It's 866-969-1969 or 866-WOW1WOW to join the show here. We do have some prizes to give away. We've already tonight given away a Blu-ray copy of Stargate Universe 1.5. I guess that's season 1.5.
Yeah, sure.
Something. And that was courtesy of 20th Century Fox and the Sci-Fi Network, even though they spell it silly.
Yes.
Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex, yes, out on DVD this week.
Yes.
Jonah Hex, I did not see.
No, I would like to see it because they do say it is one of the worst movies ever made. And they say Megan Fox is probably the worst actress on the planet in it as a result of it. So
that makes me sad.
I really wanted that to be good. Desperately.
Good character.
To be good.
I really like Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I guess they're regretting not going with what's his name?
Who?
Thomas Jane.
Oh, Thomas Jane. No, maybe Josh Brolin is regretting it. I don't know about anybody else. Dollhouse, the complete second season, out on DVD this week.
We only talk about good stuff on this show.
That's why we're talking about Dollhouse season 2 out on Blu-ray this week. All right, so we can't talk about Lost Boys, The Thirst.
No, because
you said only good stuff.
You betcha. That definitely doesn't qualify.
That's the third one, right?
Yes, the third one.
And did I hear rumor that there's a fourth one in the works too, or another one in the works?
It's possible.
Oh God!
With that Lost Boys thing you were just talking about,
yes, sir.
If you go to Best Buy, there's a big display of Corey Feldman that's really embarrassing to look at. You feel embarrassed looking at it, knowing people are looking at you looking at it.
I'm going tomorrow.
Ugh. And you forgot the Tudors, the final season.
I skipped the Tudors, the final season.
Why? That was a good show.
It was a good show. But I wanted to go on to Dexter's Laboratory, season 1. I'm actually really excited about
that. I'll buy that.
I know.
Is it available on the Blu-ray?
I don't see a Blu-ray release on it. It looks like it might be a DVD only.
Okay.
But still, I mean,
I was a big fan of that show.
He played D&D a bunch on that show.
Yep. Very funny program.
So, I think that's
you going to ignore the Ghost Whisperer as well?
I'm ignoring the Ghost Whisperer. Okay. I'm ignoring Wolverine and the X-Men, the complete series. You said nothing that was bad.
Okay,
so.
I just want to check.
All right.
Geek Stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Yes, all of those tonight, as a matter of fact. One comic to talk about really quickly from our friends over at IDW. They have the Star Trek license. This is Star Trek Khan Ruling in Hell.
Okay.
So what this book does, and I had to pick it up because I'm such a fan of Khan. This actually takes place right after the original episode that featured Khan. Do you remember what that episode is, sir?
I don't remember the name of it, but
Space Seed.
There you go.
After it ends and they maroon them on City Alpha 5.
Right.
I have to always, because City Alpha 6, and it's confusing.
Multiple alphas.
It tells you what happens after that.
Okay.
When they're down on the planet and so on. And it's a mini series. I don't know exactly how much issues? Time it covers.
Okay.
If it covers, you know, from the entire...
Like, is it going to lead up to the events that take place?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering exactly how far it goes. And that I'm not sure of yet. So we're going to have to wait, and we're going to have to find out. What I can tell you is that it's the art is really nice.
All right.
And it's written by Scott and David Tipton. Art by Fabio Mantovani. So there it is. Check that out from IDW. I believe it's IDWpublishing.com. Check out more information over there. That's the only single issue comic that I'm talking about tonight.
Wow.
I want to go right into trades and DVDs. A couple of trades came out this week from Dark Horse Books. This is Solomon Kane, Volume 2.
Okay.
Solomon Kane, a great character created by Robert E. Howard, the same guy who created Conan.
Right.
The Barbarian. There is a frighteningly good Solomon Kane movie floating around. It was released in Europe, did not find a release in the U.S., wasn't released on DVD in the U.S., but I got a bootleg copy of it.
Right.
And it is fabulous. I don't understand why this movie was not released in the U.S. Anyway, this is volume...
They screened it somewhere, though, at some film festival somewhere, I know.
They might have. All I do know is that they did not release it in the U.S., and I think it's a sin.
Okay.
Sin, sir, that they didn't.
Who did the cover art for that? Is that Mike Mignola? I can't tell,
sir,
from here.
It is. Mike Mignola. They get him to do a lot of the creepy books covers.
Well, he's good
Dark
at that. That's his style.
Well,
creepy.
Sir, if you don't mind me saying.
Anyway.
Yeah, so check that out from Dark Horse. It's going to run you $19.99. Terrific stuff. And speaking of Mike Mignola, this is Hellboy, a collected Hellboy called Masks and Monsters. Collects Batman, Starman, Ghost stuff. Absolutely terrific Hellboy stories.
Is Hellboy still coming out regularly?
Yes.
I don't know.
But they're like story arcs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're all mini. It's not like an ongoing book.
Because I've read a bunch of like bits of Hellboy, a couple of trades here and there, but I've never, you know, I don't buy individual issues anymore for the most part. So.
Right. This collects Batman, Hellboy, Starman. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Okay. And also collects Ghost Hellboy.
That I kind of remember, but I didn't read it.
And so there you go. So those are collected. Lots of great additions in the back. Sketch work, layout work, and so on and so forth. Breakdowns of the pages and stuff. Terrific. Any Hellboy book, despite its creator, is a really good read. So check that out from Dark Horse as well. That one going to run you also as $17.99.
Okay.
Cheaper than Solomon Kane. Also came out since last we spoke was American Vampire, the hardcover volume 1 from Vertigo, DC's more edgy imprint.
My favorite new book of the year.
It is a fantastic book. Scott Snyder, Raphael Albuquerque, who we met at New York Comic Con, but unfortunately we didn't get to spend any time with.
Right.
But he will make that up to us, he says.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works. And also Stephen King.
Yeah.
Helping out on the creation of this book. This is volume 1, the hardcover. You should really check. You like vampire stories. You like period pieces. Because it's kind of the end of the Old West, the beginning of the 20s.
And it kind of spans. Yeah.
It's a good time period. Check that out from Vertigo, DC's edgier imprint. Speaking of edgier, sir, do you know this came out?
I did know that came out.
This is Walking Dead Volume 6. This is actually Book 6.
Right. This is right.
They use volume for the trades. Mm-hmm. They use book for the oversized hardcover.
Okay.
Bits. So that came out as well. Volume 6. That's from Image Entertainment, imagecomics.com. So check that out. And a book we picked up at the con, this is called Tribes, the Dog Years. IDW put it out. On the back, Paul Pope, I think, who is a writer and an artist and a great guy. He wrote, Tribes is like Mad Max by way of Disney.
Okay.
So check that out from IDW. And that's exactly what it is. Bunch of kids, old rotten out earth. Stuff. They remind me of the kids from Beyond Thunderdome.
Right.
Who have kind of created their own world out of the old world.
And you should say the format of that book is a little bit different, right?
Right. It's a bit longer format rather than tall. Yeah, so check that out. Also from IDWPublishing.com. And lastly, from IDW, big week for IDW Publishing. This is volume 3 of the Bloom County Library, the complete library of Bloom County. Got to mention this because one of my favorite comic strips of all time finally being collected into a masterful collection, I have to say, suitable for anybody's bookshelf. This one is going to run you about $40, but it spans 1984 to 1986. So,
and I had something I wanted to bring up as well. I don't think this came out this week, but we did pick it up at the con. This is The Complete Plays of William Shakespeare as adapted by Eric Kim. It's Ink Scratch Press that puts this out. And it's every single Shakespeare play in two panels. And it's
per play.
Per play.
Right.
It's very funny, very humorous. A lot of the tragedies, I noticed, ended with something akin to what the fuck just happened here or what the hell just happened there. So definitely, if you're a Shakespeare fan, definitely a very funny book. You might want to check that out.
Gotcha.
And I think that's it for comics.
That is it for comics.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Okay, we got a bunch to do here. Let's blow through it really quickly.
All right.
We're on the precipice of another huge Star Wars wave
release. Are we always on the precipice of another huge Star Wars wave release?
It is like every 6 weeks, but these are significant because these are products that people have been waiting a long-ass time for. Let's just mention two of them. The Star Wars Clone Wars Mandalorian Warriors Battle Pack. You're going to get 4 Mandalorian Warriors in the box. They are awesome. Tell them, OG.
They looked really, really good. When I saw these out on display in the studio, they looked really, really nice.
They're awesome.
And I was pretty impressed with the articulation on them, how well they actually pose.
Yes.
And the sleekness of the armor. Those could be my new favorite figures.
Yeah, the Mandalorians. It's stuff that's been teased since I was a child.
Right.
Boba Fett is a Mandalorian. By way of Jango, by being a clone of Jango, who is a Mandalorian, and so on and so forth. And these are the actual Black Death Watch, rather, Mandalorians. Very exciting stuff going on in the Clone Wars cartoon. If you're a Star Wars fan, you really should be checking this out. I know it's a little goofy looking, but the stories are incredible. They're not goofy. They're not dumbed down for kids. Oh, they have some elements.
Sure.
You know, the little Jedi girl is a little goofy, but you know what? There are entire episodes with her hardly in them at all. So, I mean, you really should be checking it out. On that note, also in the what I guess they refer to as the single, the vehicle and rider packs that come out. Generally, the bikes and smaller vehicles come out, and they come out with one figure. The Mandalorian speeder has come out also.
Everybody has a speeder. I have to say.
Well, but it's true, though.
But everybody has a speeder.
Or some sort of bike
type
thing. And this comes with an entirely different Mandalorian warrior.
Of course.
And if you're an army builder, of course, it sucks because now you need a bunch of these as well.
Right.
But thankfully, they're wicked cool. The bike design is really cool. The variation on the Mandalorian warrior is very cool. Excellent, excellent stuff from Hasbro. Hasbro just keeps churning out stuff to kick my ass every damn
Well, there's plenty of stuff to churn, so.
Right. Let's talk about this product really quickly. From our friend that we've never met, Doc A,
right,
who is one of these great toy designers that we love. This is the gyroscopic non-ornamental mechanized excavator.
Right, this is put out by Doc A, and I think it's Rage Toys, R-A-J-E Toys, and it's a gnome. It's a steampunk.
Yeah, it's a steampunky garden gnome.
Steampunk garden gnome.
That's exactly what it is. It looks great. Has a lot of the steampunk kind of elements to it.
Well, Doc A's stuff all has that kind of element in there. So
take his hat off. He has like a drill head.
He's got like a scoop hand.
Yep.
Like in a hammer hand. It's just a great, cool looking piece.
That's exactly what it is. A steampunk garden gnome.
So, yeah.
Perfect stuff. About that height, too. Would you say about 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches
tall?
Yeah,
and heavy.
Yeah.
It's a solid piece. That is a solid resin piece. So
yeah.
Nice, check. Nice
Is
stuff.
There somewhere they can check that out?
Yeah, I think if you go to ragetoys.com, R-A-J-E-toys.com.
R-A-J-E-toys.com, yeah.
It'll be over there.
This is a work of art, not a toy, it That's says right. on the box. Well, they're correct.
Fancy, fancy. And I think we have one other thing, right?
No, I think that's it, no. sir.
Oh, okay.
We want to take a few phone calls.
Let's
really
do
quickly.
That.
Let's talk to Mark from Buffalo. Mark?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I actually do. It's funny.
No, no, we believe you.
Thanks. Have you guys heard anything about the new Star Trek movie?
Yes, it's happening.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, anything about the plot or what's going on?
No, they haven't said anything. I know there's some speculation that the Klingons are going to be in it only because of that deleted snippet or that photograph that was edited out of the first movie that made its way online. But right. even that is in the dark right now. I don't think there's anything confirmed yet other than it's going forward.
There was a popular rumor about 5-6 months ago that it was going to be Khan, that they yeah. were essentially going to retell the Space Seed story, which was the episode of the original series that introduced Khan into the universe. So yeah. the popular rumor was that they were going to do that story, but in the new universe. You know, and we don't know how that could have, you know, how that would have worked out. The other rumor was that they were going to take two episodes, Space Seed being one, and we don't know what the other one was, combine those two stories into one movie, you know, updating it, obviously, and changing it based on the fact that this is a new universe and so on and so forth. But we don't know what those,
what those rumors were. It's driving me crazy.
Mark, are you a bigger fan of Stargate or Battlestar Galactica?
I'm a Battlestar Galactica fan.
Well, sir, we're going to give you Battlestar Galactica Season 2, courtesy of Universal and the Sci-Fi Network. And I think, is that a Blu-ray?
That is a Blu-ray as well.
So we're going to put you on hold, sir. Give General Disarray your information. And we're going to send that prize out to you. Thanks for
you
the call.
Guys are my heroes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the wrap-up music.
That is the wrap-up music.
Check us out over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where you can check out this and other fine, well, not this show, but yeah. other fine things that we can't talk about,
right.
including photo galleries, videos, other things, all over there at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You can also check us out over at Facebook. It's Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, BKGeekStuff at Twitter. Geek Stuff OG at Twitter for me. I post a lot about the show and everything that we're doing and what's
going
on.
And make sure you open all of those. Let's promote the GVM line, sir.
No, all will be deleted.
No, you're getting ahead of yourself. The GVM line, sir.
I don't remember the phone number.
How do you not remember the phone number?
I don't know. How should I remember the phone number? It's not like I have to say it every week. It's 425-920-6050. That's for our not live shows. The weeks we're not live, you can leave us a voicemail over there.
You can leave a voicemail anytime you want over there. And about anything you've heard on the show or anything you'd like to hear on the show, and you might hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek
Stuff.
That's
right.
That's it.
That's it. I don't think
That's all I got left. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Or so we think. I'm still saying I'm not coming.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff is over. For a transcript of the show, feel free to write down every word Big Kev said. And if you do, please send us a copy. Sirius 197 XM 202, The Virus.